Morning cold, coffee steams.
From archive to your ears, this is Daily Tech Feed from the Labs. Your comprehensive, encyclopedic compendium of all things research. Following the latest trends on archive.org, that's ARXIV.org. This is Frontier Science. I'm Fry.
And I'm Bob. Great to be here, Fry.
From the labs.
Fresh grass, wild schemes, new worlds in a PDF beam. Daily Tech Feed from the labs.
Every language model-based text-to-speech system on the market right now has a dirty secret. It can skip words. It can hallucinate content that was never in the input. It runs slow. And the reason for all of it is the same root cause, a fundamental mismatch that nobody had fixed. Text tokens and audio frames move at completely different speeds inside the same model, and the entire field had decided to manage that problem rather than eliminate it. A team at Hume AI just eliminated it. Welcome to Dispatches from the Edge. I'm Fry.
I'm Bob.
Today's episode is called In Lockstep. Chapter 1. The mismatch.
What do you mean text and audio move at different speeds?
When a language model processes text, it works in tokens, a word, maybe a syllable, maybe a few characters, depending on the tokenizer. That is the unit the model thinks in. One step in the autoregressive process corresponds to one token. When it generates audio, it works in acoustic frames, and for every second of speech, you need somewhere between 12.5 and 75 acoustic frames, depending on the system. That same second of speech corresponds to 2 or 3 text tokens.
So audio is always much longer than text.
By a factor of 5 to 35, roughly, depending on your architecture. And when you try to run both inside the same model, you're running two sequences simultaneously at wildly different rates and asking the model to keep them aligned. Every step of the autoregressive process, the model has to decide, am I still generating audio for this text token, or have I moved to the next one? There is no structural enforcement of that decision. The model is making a judgment call continuously under the pressure of generation based on what it learned during training.
And when the judgment call goes wrong?
You get a word skipped. You get a phrase repeated. You get audio that was never in the input inserted because the model lost track of its position in the text sequence and kept generating. These are not rare bugs. Every engineer who has deployed voice AI in production knows the experience. You test for weeks. Everything sounds right. And then some input you did not anticipate causes the model to drop a clause. Not because the model is broken, because the architecture was always making a bet and occasionally losing it.
This sounds like something that should have been fixed earlier.
It has been known as the core problem in LLM-based TTS since the category existed. The approaches that emerged were workarounds rather than solutions, and they worked well enough that the field settled into an equilibrium around them. Chapter 2. The patches.
What are the workarounds?
Two main families. First, reduce the audio frame rate. If a second of audio costs you 75 frames in the model's context window, that is a long way for the text side of the sequence to fall behind. If you can compress the audio representation to 12.5 frames per second, the gap narrows and the model has an easier time keeping position. The cost is information loss. Expressiveness suffers. Fine-grained prosody. The subtle dynamics of how a speaker phrases something, the micro-variations that make speech sound human, gets harder to capture when you're working with a coarser signal.
So you trade reliability for naturalness.
Or naturalness for reliability. The other approach is intermediate semantic tokens. Instead of going directly from text to audio, you generate a middle layer, a sequence of learned representations that sits semantically between language and acoustics. Text goes in, semantic tokens come out, acoustic tokens come out, audio comes out. This adds architectural complexity and another failure point, but it can produce better quality than raw frame rate reduction because you are preserving more information through the pipeline.
More steps, more opportunity for something to go wrong.
More steps, and the mismatch problem is still there, just distributed differently. You are still managing sequences at different rates. You have added a layer that helps the model reason about the gap, but the gap itself is structural and it remains.
Neither approach eliminates the root problem.
Neither does. They make the mismatch more tractable, good engineering on top of a flawed foundation, and the field has done impressive things within those constraints. Current TTS quality is genuinely remarkable. But the architectural flaw is always there underneath. Every production deployment carries a residual failure rate from it. You tune the model, you curate the data, you run rejection sampling, you filter outputs, you manage the symptom rather than curing the disease. Chapter 3. TADA.
What does Hume's approach actually do?
The paper is called TADA. Text acoustic dual alignment. The name is precise. The architecture enforces a strict one-to-one mapping between text tokens and audio representations. Not approximately one-to-one, not one-to-one on average across training. Structurally, by construction, for every text token there is exactly one acoustic vector. No more, no less.
How do you enforce that? Text tokens and audio frames have different information densities.
That is the core insight. Instead of generating discrete audio tokens at a fixed frame rate, which forces the model to produce many audio tokens per text token, TADA generates a single continuous acoustic vector per text token, a vector in a learned acoustic space. The model's final hidden state for that token, which encodes everything the model knows about that position in the text, serves as a conditioning vector for a flow matching decoder that generates the acoustic features.
Flow matching, meaning a diffusion style approach.
Related to diffusion flow matching, is a technique for learning continuous transformations between distributions. In this case, transforming the compact conditioning vector from the language model into a full acoustic representation. The LLM provides the semantic content and prosodic intent. The flow matching head generates the signal. A vocoder converts that to audio.
So you have the LLM doing the linguistic reasoning and a separate decoder doing the acoustic synthesis.
With a strict interface between them. One token in, one acoustic vector out every time. And on the input side, for tasks where the model is conditioning on existing speech. Voice cloning speech continuation. An encoder and an aligner extract acoustic features from the input audio and map them back onto the corresponding text tokens. So both directions respect the synchronization. The model receives audio input aligned to text. It generates audio output aligned to text.
Which means the model can never lose track of where it is.
Cannot lose track by design. There is no decision to make. The architecture determines the correspondence. If a text token exists in the sequence, exactly one acoustic vector is generated for it. Skipping a token requires the model to skip a position in its own hidden state sequence, which is not something autoregressive language models do. Inserting audio for a token that does not exist requires stepping past the end of the text sequence, which also is not something they do.
So the hallucination and skip problems are not reduced. They are eliminated by constraint.
By constraint. That is the correct framing. Not statistically suppressed by better training, structurally prevented by the architecture. Chapter 4. The numbers.
What does this translate to in practice?
Start with speed, real-time factor of 0.09. For every second of audio the model outputs, it needs 0.09 of a second of compute, more than 5 times faster than comparable LLM-based TTS systems on similar hardware. The reason is direct. TADA is running at 2 to 3 frames per second of audio. Standard architectures run at 12 to 75. Shorter sequences, fewer model steps, faster wall clock inference.
5 times faster is a real number. That changes deployment math.
It changes the device category. A model running at a real-time factor of 0.09 on a constrained device is a model that can run on a phone, not streamed from a server to a phone, running locally, no cloud inference, no API latency, no data leaving the device. For anything voice-enabled that cares about privacy or latency on device becomes realistic in a way it was not before.
What about the hallucination claim?
The published evaluation. Zero hallucinations across more than 1,000 test samples from the Libritz test set. The threshold they used was a character error rate above 0.15, which captures unintelligible speech, skipped text, and inserted content. Zero samples exceeded that threshold. Not a small number, zero.
That is a bold number to publish.
It is the number you get when the failure mode is structurally prevented rather than statistically suppressed. The architecture cannot produce a skip or an insertion in the way that prior architectures could. So the evaluation reflects the architecture, not just the training.
How is the voice quality?
Human evaluation on expressive long-form speech from the ears dataset, 4.18 out of 5 on speaker similarity, 3.78 out of 5 on naturalness. Second place overall, ahead of several systems trained on substantially more data. This is a pre-training release with no task-specific fine-tuning, competing against systems that were tuned for the evaluation task.
Second, not first.
Honest about that, the paper is explicit. There are quality limitations, particularly around very long generation and around the modality gap. Generating text and speech simultaneously degrades language quality relative to text-only mode. They have a mitigation called speech-free guidance that blends logits from both inference modes, but it is not a complete fix. The release is a starting point, not a finished system.
In the context efficiency?
This is the number that takes a second to sink in. A conventional LLM-based TTS system running at 12 frames per second of audio burns through a 2048 token context window in roughly 70 seconds of audio. TADA, running at 2 to 3 frames per second, accommodates roughly 700 seconds in the same context budget. 10 times more audio per context window.
That changes what long-form voice AI means.
Entirely. Most voice AI today is implicitly designed around short utterances because the context economics of long form are bad. You hit your context limit in a little over a minute. TADA changes that ceiling to almost 12 minutes in a standard context window. Extended narration, multi-turn conversations that maintain coherent voice and prosody over dozens of exchanges. These are tractable now in ways they were not. Chapter 5. Open source.
Huma's releasing this publicly.
Fully open. Code. Pre-trained weights. The audio tokenizer. The vocoder decoder. Two models. A 1 billion parameter English model and a 3 billion parameter multilingual model covering 8 languages, both built on Llama architecture. Available now on Hugging Face, GitHub Repository Live, archive paper with the full technical write-up.
Why release competitive infrastructure?
Hume is explicit about the reasoning. They believe the architecture opens a productive direction for the field and they want to accelerate progress, and their business model is consistent with that position. Hume builds voice AI infrastructure for frontier labs and enterprises. Training data pipelines, evaluation systems, reinforcement learning infrastructure for voice models. They are not selling access to TADE, they are selling the surrounding stack that makes architectures like TADE useful at production scale.
Open source the foundation. Sell the layer above it.
With a compounding effect, more developers and researchers using TADE means more demand for the tooling that Hume offers on top of it. And they are explicit about wanting community extension. The paper ends with an invitation: extend the tokenizer to new modalities, solve the long context drift problem, adapt the framework for assistant scenarios. They are framing this as a starting point for a research program, not a completed product.
Which is also a smart way to leverage community labor.
It is both things simultaneously: genuine belief in open development and a sound commercial strategy. Those are not mutually exclusive, and in this case, both apply. Chapter 6. applications.
Walk through what this actually enables.
Three categories with distinct logic. First, on device. The speed and footprint story makes voice generation viable on mobile hardware without cloud dependency. For device manufacturers building voice interfaces into consumer products, for app developers who want voice features without API costs and data residency concerns. That is a fundamentally different product than anything LLM-based TTS made possible before. Lower latency, better privacy, no per-character billing.
And for regulated industries.
That is the second category. Healthcare, finance, education, legal. Anywhere that a content error in generated speech carries real consequences. Zero hallucinations in testing means fewer edge cases to catch in production, fewer compliance incidents, less post-processing review overhead. If you're generating clinical summaries as audio and a phrase gets dropped or a number gets misread, that is a patient safety issue. The structural guarantees in TEDA matter differently in that context than they do in a podcast.
The third category.
Long form and conversational. The context efficiency advantage means sustained, coherent, expressive speech over 10 or 20 minutes without degradation. Podcast narration from a single model pass, extended voice interfaces that maintain consistent speaker characteristics across a long conversation, multi-turn dialogue that does not lose voice quality as the context fills. These applications exist today, but they require either very short generations or careful context management hacks. TADA removes the need for the hacks. Chapter 7. What this means.
Step back. What does this release actually represent?
A proof that the mismatch can be eliminated rather than managed. The text-audio alignment problem in language model-based TTS has been present since the category existed. Every approach before this found a way to live with it. TADA is the first architecture that removes it as a structural feature. The result has limitations. Speaker drift in very long generations, a modality gap when co-generating text and speech, 8 languages rather than broad multilingual coverage. These are real, documented, not minimized in the paper.
But the architecture is new.
The architecture is new. One text token, one acoustic vector by construction. That changes the failure mode profile permanently. The systems you build on this foundation do not have the hallucination and skip vulnerabilities that LLM-based TTS has always carried. You can still produce low-quality speech if you train poorly. You can still have drift on very long sequences, but you cannot skip a word by losing track of your position in the text, because your position in the text is enforced by the architecture.
And it is open.
And it is open. A researcher can clone this tonight, run the demo, start extending the tokenizer, start adapting it for new tasks. A developer building a voice product can start prototyping on Llama-based weights that are already competitive with closed systems trained on more data. The alignment problem that has defined the limitations of voice AI for years has a structural solution. And the structural solution is publicly available, that is, dispatches from the edge. This has been DTF from the Labs, episode 28.
I'm Bob. Stay curious.
This podcast is entirely AI generated. Scripts written by Claude Opus 4.6. Voices rendered by Tianwen 3TTS. That's Quen 3TTS for us English speakers. Find Daily Tech Feed from the Labs on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever fine podcasts are distributed. All of our shows here at Daily Tech Feed are available at pod.c457.org. Not affiliated with any companies or researchers discussed. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
In a PDF beam. Daily tech feed from the labs. Tiny sparks turning into maps. Archive pages in a gentle sway. Tomorrow's tricks in my ears today.